Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's January 16th, 1953. And the title is Danny's Big Ride. Hope you enjoy. I'm not too keen on this new format, but kind of in line with everything else that happened with Old Time Radio. So it's kind of like the norm. Let's get into it. And again, thanks for being a member.
Because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. You'll hear the exciting story, Danny's Big Ride, in just 1 minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, our armed forces are on 24-hour duty. And we are expanding our radar network. But radar has unavoidable gaps through which enemy bombers could sneak undetected. No section of our country is safe from bomb blasts. To survive such an attack, we must have adequate warning. And you can help. You can volunteer to serve in the GOC, the Ground Observer Corps. Only your eyes and ears can fill those gaps in our radar system. That's why you are needed as a civilian plane spotter or as a useful member of an air defense filter center. Surely you can spare a few hours a week to serve your country, to help protect everything that you hold dear. Sign up, look up, and live. Contact your civil defense office and join the Ground Observer Corps. That's the Ground Observer Corps, the GOC. This message is brought to you as a public service.
There was plenty of gun smoke and action waiting for United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingle. The afternoon they rode into the fairgrounds at Morton, Montana. It was the day before the big annual quarter horse races, and Jingles was planning a fine holiday. Instead, the two partners were caught in a whirlwind battle against a plot to break up Danny's Big Ride.
Well, here's where they sign up for the race, Bill. Let's stop and talk to this gent.
Whoa, Joker.
Blue Buckshot. All right, partner.
Howdy. Well, howdy to you, sir.
Sign up for the race tomorrow?
No.
Just nosing around.
Ought to sign up. Fine-looking horse you got there.
Yeah, Bill, you might win a prize.
Got $1,000 purse for the winner.
$1,000? Woo-wee, Bill.
No, Jingles. We're here to watch, not race.
Uh-oh, here comes Buster Grogan.
Huh? Who's he?
Sam Grogan's boy. Meaner than $700.
Oh, Stephen, put your arm and head down. Hold on.
Sure ain't no way to treat a horse.
Out of my way, you big ox.
Hey, who are you shoving you?
Easy, Jingle.
All right, Matt, I'm here to enter me and Demon in your two-bit race tomorrow. Put me down.
First, I'll have to have your $25 entry fee.
What for? You just have to give it back to me with the rest of the prize money after the race.
Howsomever, I got to have it before I can enter you.
Nah, get it from my old man. There he is. Hey, Pa.
Yeah, Buster?
You got to give Matt here $25 for he'll enter me in this dog trot.
Well, ain't that a fine way for a boy to talk to his pa?
Here's the money, Matt. Put him down. I figure to get it back tomorrow anyway.
Sure you will. With Buster Grogan up on Demon, ain't no use in anybody else running. I'm a cinch.
Forgetting one possibility, ain't you, Buster?
No, I ain't. I can beat anybody.
What about Danny Malone and his horse, Victor?
Danny Malone? That little squirrel, he ain't running.
Don't be too sure about that. Here he comes now.
Huh? Where would he get $25? They ain't got no money. Pa's got a mortgage on their ranch, ain't you, Pa?
Yeah, and I'm foreclosing on it tomorrow night.
Now, there's a boy that knows how to treat a horse, Jingle.
Yeah, Bill looks like a real nice little button.
Afternoon, Mr. Matt.
Polite, too.
Afternoon, Danny. Come to enter the race?
I don't know. I'd sure like to, Mr. Matt.
He don't know. Yeah, it wouldn't do you no good. I'm going to win.
The race ain't won till it's over. What's it cost to enter, Mr. Matt?
$25, Danny.
And I don't reckon I'll be running.
Yeah, but you ain't got 25 cents, Danny Malone. Besides, my pa's gonna foreclose on your ranch and you won't even have a place to live.
No. You're not going to do that, are you, Mr. Grogan? Pa's down in bed with a broken leg and can't work.
Nah, that's too bad.
Can't help that, kid. Business is business. He ain't paid me in time, so he's the loser.
Bill, ain't there something we could do?
Wait a minute, Jingles.
Now, go on home and pack up, you little potato eater.
Quit pushing me around, Buster.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do nothing. I'm gonna push your nose.
Hey, you little varmint. Now, cut that out.
Let him alone, mister.
I ain't gonna do it. Your kid's bigger than Danny by
the whole... I said let him alone.
Hold it, Grogan. Go ahead and separate those two young roosters, Jingles. I'll take care of Grogan.
I sure will. All right, you two monkeys. Back off, I said.
Let me alone. Hey, Pod, do something.
I ain't afraid of him, mister.
Now I'm going to show you two meddling mavericks who's boss in this town.
Shoot him, Pod.
Bill is gone.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute.
You know, friends, there are lots of ways to save money. You still hear about people tucking it away under mattresses, putting it away in a favorite piggy bank, or a cookie jar. But there's a much better way to save, and that's by buying savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. It's the real easy way of saving money. Your employer automatically sets aside a certain sum of money each payday, any amount you name. It's all done before you get your pay, so in that way you never miss it. When enough is accumulated, you receive a Series E savings bond automatically. There's no bookkeeping or budgeting problems for you. It's also the smart way of saving. Series E savings bonds pay back $4 for every three you invest, even more if you hold them past maturity. Yes, there are many ways of saving money, but today, while you're thinking about it, join the 8 million other Americans who find it easier to save through the automatic payroll savings plan. This message is brought to you as a public service.
When Jingles moved to separate the two young fighters, Sam Grogan made his play against Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, I'll be a mud turtle. First time I ever saw Sam Grogan outdrawed. Just who are you, mister?
He's Wild Bill Hickok, that's who he is.
Hickok?
I guess Mr. Grogan didn't know that when he drew down on Bill with that six gun.
Hickok, doggone me.
Wild Bill,
let me go.
All right, go. Scat now and take your paw with you.
I'm not forgetting this, Hickok. It won't be healthy for you to stick around the town of Morton past sundown.
Jingles and I had already decided to stay for the race tomorrow, Grogan. I don't expect we'll change our minds.
You darn right we won't, huh, Bill?
Yeah, that's right, partner.
Bill, you still got that money you was holding for me?
What's left of it, Jingles?
You reckon there's enough to pay Danny's entry fee in the race?
I think we can manage it between us.
Pa, did you hear that? They're entering Danny Malone in a race against me.
Here's the money, Matt. Put Danny down.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hickok. Yes, sir.
Gee whiz. Thank you, Wild Bill. Thank you, Jingles.
That's all right, Danny. Good luck to you.
No, I gotta win. I just gotta.
You do, and you're gonna be the sorriest kid in the county. But you ain't gonna get the chance. I'll see to that. Come on, Buster. We're leaving.
Well, Mr. Hickok, I'm feared you and Jingles put the fat in the fire now.
How's that, Matt?
Grogan knows that Danny and his horse Victor are the only ones that stand a chance of beating Buster's demon. He ain't likely to let that happen, especially when he's betting so heavy on Buster to win.
Bill, he might try to hurt Danny.
And we'd better see him home safe.
It's all right with you, Danny, huh?
Well, I ain't afraid. But if you got a mind to come, I'd be right proud to have you meet my pa. This is our ranch, Mr. Hickok. Ho, Victor.
Ho, Victor.
Ho, Joseph, ho.
Pa's sure gonna be surprised when he sees who I brought home with me. Hey, Pa, I'm home.
Well, where you been, Danny? I've been worried about
Pa,
you.
Pa, look, it's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Well, now, howdy, gents. Sorry I can't get up to shake your hands.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Malone. Danny here told us about your broken leg.
Howdy, Mr. Malone. Fine boy you got here.
Pa, Wild Bill and Jingles paid my entry fee in the race tomorrow.
Now, you shouldn't have done that, gents. Danny?
I didn't ask him to, Pa.
It was Jingle's idea, Mr. Malone.
They're going to stay all night, so I'll go put the horses in the barn.
Need any help, Danny?
No, thank you, Jingles. Come on, Victor. You got company, too. Come on, Buckshot, Joker. We got a good warm stall in the barn for you. Just think, Victor. Wild Bill and Jingles are giving us a chance to race tomorrow. And if we win, we can pay off the mortgage. Oh, boy. Let me light this lantern here. Now, Buckshot, there's a stall for... Hey, who's closing the door? How'd you get in here? What are you doing with that wagon spoke? No, don't!
Yes, sir, Mr. Malone. That boy Danny's got what it takes.
He's a good boy, Jingles. He's been running the ranch single-handed since I've been laid up with his broken leg.
How old is he, Malone?
14.
That'd make Buster Grogan 16, Bill.
Yeah, big for his age, too.
Grogan? What about Buster Grogan? They been fighting again?
Well, I wouldn't worry about it.
So that's why you come out with Danny. I thought there was something.
Now, don't you go getting all head up about nothing, Mr. Malone. Me and Bill's got everything under control.
Now, who's that?
Now, go see.
Don't know who it could be this time of night.
Malone, I came to... Jingles, what are you doing here?
Well, now, Mr. Grogan, might I ask you the same thing?
I want to talk to Malone. Out of my way.
Let him in, Jingles.
Malone, I come to talk about the mortgage. I'm foreclosing on it right now. I want my money or else.
But it's not due till tomorrow night.
Yeah, we heard you say that yourself this afternoon, Grogan.
One day don't make that much difference.
Just a minute, Grogan.
You keep out of this, Hickok. It's none of your business.
I'm making it my business, Grogan.
Me too. Now, what's the hurry about foreclosing?
I'll tell you why. If you could foreclose tonight, you'd get the ranch and all the livestock Malone has.
Livestock?
That's right, Jingles. That would include Danny's horse, Victor.
Then Danny couldn't race tomorrow, and you'd win all that money. Why, you low-down sneak?
Hold it, Jingles, hold.
Hickok, you're going to get in my way once too often.
Now, you're not going to be fool enough to draw on Bill again, are you, Grogan?
My business is with Malone.
You can collect your mortgage tomorrow night. If Danny wants to race, he's going to, even if we lose the ranch.
That answer your question, you bulldozing coyote?
Well, all right, but he ain't going to race. Or if he does, you'll all be regretting it. I got too much at stake.
Now, there's a fit of temper if I ever did see one.
He's a dangerous man, Jingles.
He'll bear watching, all right.
I wouldn't want anything to happen to Danny.
By the way, ain't Danny taking a long time with the horses?
Hey, Jingles, that's Buckshot. Something must be wrong. Come on.
Well, what is it?
Don't try to move him along.
Bill, look, the barn's on fire.
Danny must be in there with the horses. Come on.
You reckon Grogan did this, Bill?
No time to think about that now. Here, let me get this door open.
Bill, there's smoke. I can't see a thing.
Get on low, partner. We got to find Danny and get the horse.
I could get my hands on that low-down polecat that set this on. Bill, there he is. There's Danny.
Yeah.
The fire's almost on him.
I'll get him. Come on, Danny boy.
He's out cold, Bill.
Try for the horses, Jingle. I'll take Danny out and come back to help you.
Come on, Victor boy. Steady now. Easy. Right out this way. That's it. Now run for it, boy.
That's it, Jingle. Danny's still breathing.
The Buckshot and Joker are still in there, Bill, and that barn's going to fall in any second.
I'll get him. Here I am, Buckshot. Easy, boy. I'll throw my jacket over your back. Shirt off for Joker. That's it, Joker. All right, let's go. Come on.
Bill! Where are you? Hurry up! That room's caving in! Bill!
Guess we just made it, Jingle.
Yeah. Whew. I don't want nothing that close ever again.
How's Danny?
Billy ain't come to it. Well, I'm worried, Bill.
Well, let's get him in the house, partner.
Yeah, and if Danny don't come out of it, I know a gent named Sam Grogan that had better make himself mighty hard to find.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute.
If you were riding on a boat through a fog and you heard the penetrating sound of a foghorn, you'd know it was a danger signal. Learning to recognize danger signals is important insurance. Good cancer insurance is learning to recognize cancer's seven danger signals. The American Cancer Society says the appearance of any of them, such as any sore that doesn't heal, means cancer may be present. But only your doctor can tell for sure, and he should be consulted without delay. Many cancers can be cured if proper treatment is started before the disease spreads. Important, too, is the habit of having regular medical checkups, no matter how well you may feel. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are alive today and cured because they acted wisely about cancer. For your copy of a free authoritative booklet, send to your unit of the American Cancer Society. Write simply to Cancer, care of your local post office. That's Cancer, care of your local post office. This message is brought to you as a public service.
Still not sure whether little Danny Malone was dead or alive, Wild Bill and Jingles carried the boy's limp form into the Malone house.
Bill? Jingles? What happened? Did you... Danny! Bill, is he dead?
No, take it easy. Jingles, clear that couch, will you?
Yeah, Bill. Put him down here.
Was he in the barn?
Yeah. Is he breathing, Bill?
Yeah. Hey, Danny. Danny, can you hear me?
Oh.
He's still alive, Bill.
Sure he is. He's coming around, too.
No. Put it down. Don't.
Danny.
Bill, look. Look at that bump on his head. Somebody hit him.
Wild Bill. Jingles. Where's Victor?
Now, wouldn't you know his horse would be the first thing you'd think of?
He's all right, Danny. How do you feel?
My head hurts, but I guess I'm all right.
Bill, I sure owe you and Jingles a lot.
Now, you don't owe us nothing, Mr. Malone. Danny's okay, and he'll be in that race running like the wind tomorrow.
All right, gents. I'm taking all bets at 2-1 that my boy Buster wins this race. Matt here's holding the stakes.
You're betting on a cinch, Pop.
Huh? You seem mighty sure of yourself, Buster, seeing as how Danny Malone's entered in this race, too.
Danny Malone ain't gonna show up.
How do you know?
Don't make no difference if he does. I'm betting Buster will win going away.
He ain't gonna show.
Oh, no? Who's that riding up with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, then? Danny's ghost?
Danny, how'd he get out of that barn?
What's that, Buster?
Nothing at all.
Well, they even brought Danny's paw in the buckboard to watch the race.
Well, Brogan, so you had the nerve to show up after all. Now I'm going to grind you right into the dust for
hold
all
it,
the...
Hold it, Jingles, hold it. You're making a mistake.
But, Bill, you know darn well he set fire to that barn after knocking Danny out.
I don't think Danny would agree with you, partner. How about it, Danny?
It wasn't Mr. Grogan.
There, you see, I didn't know nothing about it.
Well, then who was it?
We'll talk about that after the race. Just so you don't try any tricks, Grogan.
Yeah, me and Bill is going to be right around close to see that this race is run fair and square.
You two meddling star packers have just about come to the end of your rope. Just wait and see.
We'll wait, Grogan. Come on, Danny. We'll set your dad up where he can see, then get you ready for the race.
Yeah, we'll be looking for you and Buster right after the race, Grogan. We got a lot of questions to ask you both.
Now listen close, you two. I'm putting you both in the race for just one reason. When the starting gun goes off, you get the jump on Danny Malone's horse and box him in.
We got you, Grogan.
If he gets away from you and wins this race, you're both as good as dead and buried. Now get going.
Okay.
I can't help but wish Danny wasn't in this race.
Now, don't you worry, Mr. Malone. Nothing ain't going to happen to Danny, not anymore. No.
Keep your eyes open, Jingles. I hear Grogan's still taking all bets. That means he thinks he's got something up his sleeve.
Bill, Danny said Grogan didn't hit him over the head. Then who did?
Yeah, Bill, Danny wouldn't say who did it.
Did you notice that red shirt Buster Grogan had on?
Sure, I can see it from here.
What about it, Bill?
It had a piece torn out of the sleeve.
What's that got to do with this case?
Here's that piece of red cloth.
Where'd you get that, Bill?
Off the barn door when we went out there last night, partner.
Oh, so it was Buster Grogan.
Sure looks that way.
Wait, the race is ready to start. Where's Danny?
There he is, in between those two big bruisers on this end of the line. They're off!
Buster Grogan's out in front. He's got a good start.
Look, Bill, Danny's in trouble.
Bill, those two big apes are boxing Danny in.
Yeah.
They're doing it a purpose.
So that's Grogan's game.
Why, that dirty varmint. Why didn't he try to get me and leave Danny alone?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's getting free.
Look at that kid ride. Malone, you ought to be proud of that boy.
He is free. He's going after Buster Grogan.
Buster's got a good lead.
Yeah, but look at Danny. Come on.
Ride up, Danny boy. Ride up. Go on, home, Danny.
Danny won! Danny won the race! Now let's go get those two Grogans! Well, we ought to find Grogan at the gate where Matt was. Matt was holding the stakes on all of Grogan's bets.
Well, here's the gate, but I don't see Matt. Hey, Jingles, look there under the bleachers.
Bill, it's Matt. Not cold. That means Grogan's got to him first.
Don't move either one of you.
Huh?
You don't want a chest full of lead.
Grogan, you won't get away with this.
Oh, yes, I will. I've been itching to get you, Hickok. Now I'm going to.
Right out, Jingles.
Got you, Bill.
Oh, no, you don't. You can't pull that one on me.
Bill! Oh, got him, Bill.
Pa? Pa, what happened? Hey, your arm's bleeding.
Yeah, and he's lucky it ain't more than that. If he'd have been a better example to you, things might have been a little different.
You big apes, if I had a gun, I'd show you.
Shut up, Buster. Won't do you no good. Not now.
Buster, you're off on the wrong foot, boy.
Yeah, and while your pa thinks over his sins in jail, I reckon the judge at juvenile court will have a little talk with you, too.
If you hadn't showed up, Hickok, I'd have got away with it.
Well, Bill, Jingles, I won, and they gave me the $1,000 prize money. Now I can pay off the mortgage to Mr. Hey, what happened?
Quite a number of things, Danny. Now, I think Buster's got something to say.
Me? What about?
About burning barns, for one thing.
Why, you little maverick. So you're the one that did it.
Yeah, like father, like son. Now, you can hand over that mortgage, Grogan, and enough cash to build a new barn. Then you and me's going to talk to the judge. Hey, and Bill.
Yeah, partner?
You ain't going to get me to stir out of this neck of the woods chasing any more bandits until we go out to Danny Malone's and stage a great big whoop-de-doo barn raising. There ain't nothing like it to build up a man's spirit.
We will continue in just 1 minute.
With summer here, pleasure driving time has arrived. There are more daylight hours, nice weather, and the fine outlook of the summer countryside. Now, if you're on the highways, the road anywhere these summer days, be especially careful. You and thousands of other Americans will be out driving. There will be the inevitable traffic tie-ups and delays, the reckless drivers, the slow drivers, and the innumerable other incidents that can make warm weather driving so unpleasant and hazardous. Now, here are some safety thoughts to keep in mind. Don't let your good spirits bubble over into unsafe speeds. When you're driving at high speeds, you can't stop as fast, can't control steering as well, and your eyes cannot detect as clearly fast-moving hazards that seem to whiz past your car. So drive slower. You may arrive at your destination a little bit later, but your chances of getting there are better. And say if you're in territory that's new to you, be extremely cautious. When you're driving in the country, take it easy and enjoy your ride. But take it slow. This message is brought to you as a public service.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine. Today's cast included Johnny McGovern, Eddie Firestone Jr., Joe Duvall, and Fred Shields. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
The answer has been Ted Melly, and this is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.